And when you double up with pain, have pain here in your right side.
Oh, wow.
You have to have something to your right.
Appendix removed.
Yeah, me too.
Still
have, we eat the wrong things and it comes out again and you lean over the fence.
I see.
Any other words for that?
Vomit.
Any other, jocular terms or a joke? It was kind of an awful thing to joke about, but sometimes we do. Well, a person who's got some troubles here, you might say he's sick. He's sick in this area. He's either going to vomit or he has. You might say, well, that poor fellow, he's sick. Do you have any way of distinguishing him?
Well, you mean the sick to your stomach?
Yeah, that's it. Believe it or not, this sick to your stomach, or sick at your stomach, yeah. Sick on your stomach, has a geographical distribution. You're in the right area.
Yeah.
Now, someone, as soon as you hear good news about something, you come right over. Something happened. You inherit $1 million, and so you want to tell your neighbor about it. You want to tell me about it. So you come right over to what? You come right over. You want to explain all this to him. So you come right over to. You come right over.
To tell you about it.
Somebody asks you if you will do something, you answer yes. Yes, what? Yes.
Yes, I will do it.
And you're speaking for all your relatives. Well, somebody was listening, you said, but you want to tell them that you're glad to see them. And we're as a group now. And you want to tell them that you'll be glad if they come back again. You say to me, we, something rather, be glad if you come back again.
We shall be glad that you come back. We shall be glad that you come again.
Okay. Now, a young gentleman visits a girl. You might suspect that he's doing what? He's,
courting.
And all of a sudden, he stops coming, and you might suspect that, what's happened?
No.
They've been going together and all of a sudden they're not going together. But she's done something, maybe she's what? She didn't want to see him anymore.
She's giving him up.
Any other words for that you can remember?
She's
done.
Any
sort of funny ones like, give him a mitten. Would you have said that one,
no? Give me the mitten, I think that's how you said that, yes.
Give the sack.
No, I don't know what I'm getting.
Jolt.
Yes, I think you said that.
Now, noisy serenade after a wedding, you want to call what?
Let's see, serenade.
You're called a shivery?
Shivery, that's what I love to think of. Shivery.
And the man who stands up with the groom during the services?
That would be, the bridegroom.
Now the man who stands up.
Oh, wait a minute.
He's a man who carries a ring.
This man stands up with the groom.
And the woman that stands up with the.
That is, is the matron of honor.
Did you ever hear him call waiters?
No.